Sevens away.
Mm. What's different for you, Ian, as opposed to this time last year?
Probably all the spinning plates that I've got in the air at the moment are spinning. It's just been incredible, the amount of the scope and the breadth of what I have to manage now is makes things a lot different. Going from my previous role where you just you look after your wheelhouse and you stay pretty much within it, and you obviously understand what everyone else is doing, but being that focal point is has certainly been a big change for me.
Is it enjoyable?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah, I've enjoyed every single minute of it. It's been very challenging, yeah, but it's actually, you know, when you walk away every day, you're head spinning, but it's been really fun.
Did Virgo leave like the systems in place for you to step in, or have you made changes for your own to make it your own role?
I was probably a bit of both. Like, you know, Darren and I worked really closely together, so again, you know, there was no surprises or nothing that I didn't know about throughout the whole journey, because I was lucky enough to start with him as well. But again, you know, and with this is always a topic of conversation, it's probably just the evolution of the group has, you know, a more mature group, new guys coming in. You know, we couldn't have done what we did last year or the year before. We always have to change, and I've always been part of those changes and how we've tried to challenge ourselves internally to make things better. So like it's just been an extension of that, really.
We heard when Virgo left that he'd be helping set up Port through the finals and then helping set up Port through the start of this year. How much of what's been going on for the last month and will go on for the next 2 months is him, and how much is you?
It's a really interesting one, because Darren and I are good friends as well. So like there's probably a lot of the support that I've been given is probably more from a mateship point of view. The technical stuff has been in place for a long time. So there's no surprises from that point of view, and the support and the continued support will always come from you know, the Skype calls, the texts, you know, the phone calls, just outside of that. And it's probably as I'm certainly learning, it's not the X's and O's which is the biggest part of this job. It's being able to manage the relationships and being able to, you know, to keep those spinning plates going as the year progresses.
Just on a few of them. Players and how their pre-season are going.
Yep.
How's Robbie Gray going? Just looking at training, he sort of did most of the session and then obviously did a bit of running by himself at the end, or with a couple other guys?
Yeah. So, you know, as we've talked about before, you know, one size doesn't fit all in a footy club anymore. So so Robbie's been absolutely humming. He's been doing really, really well. He's got over obviously the traumas that he's had over the last few months, and then obviously, you know, trying to back up an incredible season as well. So he's in a really good spot, and yeah, he was in training as much as he was, and then he did some modified running at the end just to top him up.
Has it been difficult to craft a program for him? I mean, it's not a regular football injury as such that he's sort of coming back from.
No, it's and one of the things with Robbie, and he does go a bit unsung with this, is he'll manage himself, and he knows what he needs as a footballer, and he guides, and when we support his program as well. So, you know, from a sickness point of view, he's been looking after himself incredibly well, and he always does. So, you know, and he's obviously had a history of long-term injury, so he, you know, he knows what he had to put in place, and he does it, and we just support everything around him.
He looks quite fit out there. Is that the numbers suggest that he is as fit as he normally would be?
Yeah, like, you know, he's in the drills, he's killing it, he's doing what he needs to do. You know, it's very exciting to see him. It's always exciting to see Robbie in drills, particularly the full ground stuff. And yeah, no, it's not something that keeps me up at night at all, worrying about Robbie.
How does something like chemotherapy though affect his body and his training, or have you seen not much?
Thankfully, I haven't seen too much of it, to be honest. I think it's the systemic fatigue and the barrage that it takes on your body overall. Remember, we're pushing every single one of our guys pretty much to the edge in pre-season as it is, and we just have to probably listen in a little bit more carefully. So where before we would maybe, you know, people are tired, we know they're going to be tired, and we just push on. But maybe this time we just have to listen in a little bit more, and we have to manage that. So it means we just we've got great systems in place, and there's a lot of experts around me and around Robbie that really that provide that information, and we probably action upon it really ruthlessly now, whereas before we might have kept pushing.
So would you expect him to play, you know, round one or pre-season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's in terms of pre-season, we haven't put any timelines on that, but yeah, there's no question that he'll be in the mix.
I was going to say, just considering his experience and obviously what he's gone through, he's had some groin issues in the past as well. So the case here, probably don't play him in the JLT games and just sort of get him ready for round one.
Yeah, it's probably one more for the coaches than me, to be honest. And from a selection point of view, from a physical point of view, he'll be fine. We've only got two games as well, so that makes things a little bit more difficult to manage going into round one as well. So that is something which we have to be aware of as well.
Ian, what about some of the other new guys that have come in? Where were they at in terms of relative to the group fitness-wise, like Jack and Trent, Daniel, and what's the message to those guys going over the break?
Yeah, well, we've seen those guys play for years now, so you expect Daniel to be absolutely incredible in terms of speed, and you expect Jack Drinkwater to be an absolutely incredible animal when it comes to his running and the distances that he can cover. So those things it's not been a surprise, and they've lived up to that expectation, and that's been fantastic for us. It's very exciting for us, and then we've had guys arrive at the club before. You talk about Charlie coming, those guys, when they come into this group, they seem to get pulled along and taken to a different level of fitness, and just the environment in which they're in, it's just been incredible for them. So I think they're incredible people. Like, that's probably the biggest thing for me. It's been that the guys are just great guys, and they're very exciting to watch out there.
And fitness wise, they were at the level you expected.
Yeah, well, they knew what they probably knew that there was an expectation that they had to come to us in pretty good nick, and they've lived up to that.
Stephen Motlop and Sam Powell-Pepper is walking laps this morning. Was that just them being managed at the moment?
Yeah, we're at the pointy end of the season, or already for the season, the pre-season for me anyway. So this last sort of 10 days has been a pretty big jump for a lot of guys. So we are having to manage guys through so that we can send them into Christmas and then catapult off that into January, which is an incredible important month for us.
What about Matthew Broadbent, he missed obviously a bit of footy with an ankle problem at the end of the season, just doing running today. How's he tracking?
Yeah, so it's a slow burn with Matty as well. It has been one of those ones that's been very difficult. He's tried to get up, when we've seen that in the season, and we just have to manage it day by day, to be honest. That's one which we're pushing very hard with, but we still make sure that we get him right.
Is there much are you seeing improvement in his ankle, or is it a case that he might have to go and have surgery soon?
No, there's no question of that at the moment. No, it's more he keeps getting better, but we don't want to push too far and then have to bring him back, considering the history of what he's had over the last few months. So we want to just keep incrementally moving him along there in a relatively conservative way.
What do you tell the guys over Christmas? Enjoy themselves?
No. No, absolutely. So that, we want to give them a chop out as much as possible mentally, physically, after the load they've put through. This has been a little bit of a different year in terms of the amount that they've had to do before Christmas. It's certainly not the pre-Christmas, oh, just get through it and you'll be okay. It's been very difficult for them, and that's by design. So they have to take advantage of that. So, to make good decisions. Obviously, time with family, time over Christmas is very important for our guys. But then they've also got to make really good decisions outside of that, so that whenever we come back, we're not ruining those decisions later on.
A few of those new boys that have come in have said that this sort of first little patch of training, you can see that the Port boys, they train hard. Is that, you mentioned it's a bit different to previous years, this first little patch, have you just put them through the ringer for any particular reason?
The biggest thing that happens is scheduling just dictates a lot of what we need to do. So we have a bit of a broken January and going into Feb with obviously JLT and stuff. So we just had to go a little bit. We had to take a different tact, essentially. The guys would have said that after day one, and it would have been exactly the same as last year. They're coming into a group which works incredibly hard.
And just following Darcy Byrne-Jones, another one just training. He hasn't done a lot of full training this pre-season. What's he sort of got that's sort of holding back?
So he's just had long-term groin pain. It's one of those ones that just takes a long time to get back, and it's incredibly important that we do not let him go too far, because you're very close to the edge of a very steep cliff. So if you go off the edge of that, then it takes a long time to get back. So we have to make sure that we do the right thing by him, so that when it comes to selection for JLTs and then into round one, that he's good to go.
No issues with Boakie's hand.
No. That's he was in full training today. He's modified just a little bit, and that's just how the older guys get managed as well. So, you know, there's nothing from that point of view at all.
And Justin Pittard's similar to Darcy, is he, with the groin?
Yeah, similar. Yeah, he'd be in that.
Has he got a calf or has he got a?
No, it'd be the same. It'd be groin pain. Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Ken or any of the staff have any Christmas wishes?
We definitely don't talk about our Christmas wishes, that's for sure, within the group. I would say that it's probably the same thing, make the right decisions and come back ready to go on January 8th.
Just with the new guys, did any of them at all come in not up to scratch, to standard, as what you'd expect?
No, well, you know, the guys have actually, they've come back. Like I said, like it's not been a shock, you know, the guys that have been away. So we knew that Rocky had his shoulder done. We knew that, you know, when you were Stephen, everyone was at, like, we know that they're absolutely, you know, there's not been, that's pretty boring, to be honest, from that point of view. These guys have done what they needed to. And well, probably the biggest thing for them is the acceleration that they've had since they, you know, from day one, is that they've actually, because they're part of this group and this environment, that they've actually done, they've scared themselves a little bit in how well they've done.
Is it Rocky sort of back to like full strength in that shoulder now, or is he slowly getting back?
Yeah, so he'll go back into full contact or progressively contact over the next month once he gets back from Christmas.
Okay.